Seva's absence in the Mishnah of Kufta Zion and Manal, the famous Manashtana. Everybody knows Halayla Zek Kolon and Subin. Yet it's missing. The question is, why is it missing? So we had two remarkable suggestions. One by the Aruch HaShulchan, that the whole purpose of HaSeva is to create what we call a Shinoi, Manashtana. And in those days, it wasn't a Shinoi. Today, it's a Shinoi. The problem with that was the text of Halayla HaZeh, excuse me, Shabbachol Ez Oni Oshun Ben Yoshun Ben Mesubin. That implies that it's not such a big Shinoi Mesubin even when the Manashtana was said. So he quoted this sefer, a beautiful sefer, Mishmeres Del Shimurim. Well, he suggested that Bismarck and Migashli there was no need for a Seva, because the Korban Pesach itself was the demonstration of Cheirus, and therefore it's absent from the Mishnah Kufka Zayin. And it's been substituted for now the absence of the Korban Pesach. We now require a Seva. That's why we now have four, they had four. We took out Korban Pesach, we put in a Seva. Each one is a separate demonstration of Cheirus. One, the Korban Pesach was a greater demonstration of Cheirus, making it unnecessary to HaSeva. It's only post-Beis HaMikdash that HaSeva was introduced to demonstrate chaos. This, admittedly, is against the Rambam. The Rambam has all of them together in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, as we read in Shia yesterday, and therefore this interpretation, although it's a very brilliant one, is admittedly against the opinion of the Rambam. Now, the possibility exists, and he doesn't give up on his basic thesis, thank you so much, is that the Rambam holds that HaSeva is Pirsume Nisa. I'm going to read you from the original because you see the terminology is fascinating. This is those who want to look it up later. I believe it's over here in page Pei Zayin. I think. That the Rambam holds that Haseba is a Pirsume Nisa and applies even when there was a Korban Pesach. Yes, please, Rabbi Anstead. It's a very much delayed shear.
Okay, very quickly. Been coming to Yitzhak Chanan now for over 25 years. I got into it through a former Rebbe of Herschel Schachter's, who never has an Olam Emes now. And in the last few years, 80 to 90% of the money we send comes from Yitzhak Chanan's alumni. The money goes to over 450 families who are poverty stricken in Eretz Yisrael. The money is distributed for the afternoon. So Yayot Sematonis Lav Yonim, because it's after sunrise here. The reason I'm involved in the stocker, two reasons. One, it's probity, it's honesty. The families are checked out, and as their needs vary, so is the stipend that's given them. And that there are no expenses. All expenses incurred in getting the money to them, wiring fees, other things, they're born from other monies. They don't come out of this money. If you give a dollar, it finds its way to an oni in Eretz Yisrael. Nothing comes off. You all want to give money to Stoker. You'd like to think some of it goes to where it's supposed to go. Here, all of it goes. Herschel Schachter, Rabbi Schachter, calls me up on Purim night between 1 and 2 in the morning. Whatever he has in hand and whatever has been committed to him by that time, we'll lay out the money. We have enormous amount of funds that we borrowed that are in Eretz Yisrael now, they've been wired. And as we have the commitments, we release them. It's a big zechus to help these people, and it's much more pleasant to being on the giving side. You should never have to be on the other side. Whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently to family and friends, please do that too. For tax purposes, a check can be made out to Congregation Torah Tefillah. That's my shul, Torah Tefillah. We convert it simply for tax purposes. I ask you to, whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do that too.
I always say that my shul also participates every year in the Congregation Torah Tefillah campaign for Matanos Lav Yonim, and it's certainly a proper way to fulfill the mitzvah. We should all be privileged to do all mitzvahs properly.
Amen.
Rabbi Einsteiner is a man of not only of absolute and unimpeachable integrity, but also a very significant scholarship, as well as having the privilege, the God-given privilege, of having many sons who are outstanding Torah scholars and teachers in many different communities. And this is certainly something which we at least some of the credit has to go to Rabbi Einstein himself. Siyata Shmaya, but some of the credit.
Have a very good life.
That's for sure.
My oldest son is Magid Shiny Yisroel in Baltimore. He had a Rebbe who taught him privately for a few years. I'll tell you what I was like. When they finished the Masechta, the Siyum, he closed the Masechta and opened up the next Gemara and they went on. That was it. They just went on to the next Gemara. He was a little boy who was 7 years old and they were supposed to learn together. My father-in-law was in the library in the shul. And there was a downpour for Tashlich. He came in soaking wet. He came in, so Rabbi Zinitsky all the time says, well, let's start learning. He said, he can't sit down. So he said, so you'll stand. So they stood. He stood and he would have been over Schita had he sat down. He learned, they learned for the hour, and that's how he was taught how to learn.
Thank God. Seriously, no substitute. Rabbi, it's a pleasure to see you. Continue to do good things.
Amen. Boys, always be on the giving end. Never have to be on the other end.
Amen. Thank you. Rabbi, so let us continue. So Haseba, we're suggesting, again, is part of Pishut Nisa, and it applies even when there was a Korban Pesach, called the opinion of the Rambam. The suggestion is made according to Rashi and the Rashbam, we saw already yesterday, the Talmidim pointed out. They use the word from Zechel and Ezo, Zechel Legula. So then it's arguable that it did not apply, as the Mishnah seems to say in its simplicity, and not Kufta Zayin Amad Aleph. There was no Haseba, Bizman, Shabbos, Shekoba, Pesach, or Yekayim, because it's not found in the Mishnah among the Manishtans. That's what he suggests over here. One could argue, when you think about it a little bit, based on what we said yesterday, the Rashi and the Rashbam are not exactly completely compelling. Let me tell you exactly why. In what context, certainly over here, Rabbi Osai, do Rashi and Rashbam say what they say? The initial Rashi runs on a Tzadi Testament base. Afilu Anishu Yisrael Lo Yochal Achi Yosef. In that context, you already pointed out that Tosa says, Afilu, the Sada Daitach, the Hasebas, Ani, Lo Chashiva, Haseba, the Ein Lo Amash, Lo Hasef, Ein Zederacherus. The Ramor wrote in Darkei Moshe, Tov Ayin Beis Dalet. The Kamashman is that in fact you're right. It's not Derech Eris, but you have to do it anyway. Not Kamashman that it is Derech Eris. Not Derech Eris, right? Therefore, it's only will be called in our terminology Zeichel Anes, not Pirsum Anisa. So, if you only have the Rashi's and Rashbam over here in the Tzadi Testament base, you could easily argue that when they said over here. Let's read the Rashi again. Afilani should be Yisrael, but let Pesachah Matzi Yosef Derech Bnei Chorin Zeichel Lecheres Vemita Al Shulchan. Okay, so you could argue that it's only in this particular case of an ani. You could, in theory. The problem is the Rashi and Rashbam say what they say later on as well. Nafkuf Ches, where there is no particular reference made to an ani. And therefore, it makes the argument somewhat tenuous. Again, over here in the Kuf Chesam and Aleph, we talk about Haseba, but not the word Ani is not found over here. And here too, Rashi says, Matzah Shrich Haseba Tetik Ibn Echorin Shu Zecher L'Gu'ula. So that makes this argument not as good. But nonetheless, even over here, the words Matzah Tzarech Haseba, just look at the caption. It Matzah Shrich Haseba, the previous line said, Ba'filu Ani should be Yisrael Yochal Hashiyaseh. So the Ani, although it's not found in the very memra of Yitna Matzah Tzarech Haseh, but it's in the very previous line. So one could argue that point. I'm not making a strong argument, but one certainly could argue that point. Fine. Having said this, we're going to devote the next few minutes of the Shia, is going to be less than a Chatzi Shia, to the issue of what exactly requires a Seba. So very nice, it's clear, Matzah Tzarech Haseh, what could be more clear than that? Well, if you look at Tosus says, how do you define the matzah that's tzorach haseba? What does it mean? Post end of the Ramasal Mai says, Umash et tzorach haseba b'matzah, hanach shebevorachin al achilas matzah, uba'afikomen. We all know that we eat matzah three times on Seder night. We have matzah, we have korech, we have afikomen. Correct? Three times. Which of the three require haseba? Rashi Tosfos says two. You begin to wonder, does he mean to the exclusion of korech? Or maybe not, exclusion of Korach, not completely clear. But what is clear is that Afikoman is required I say it's quite rapid. Who does not mention this? The Rambam. Rambam is a very detailed description of all kinds of things when it is and is not required absolutely. And nowhere does he say that the Afikoman requires a Seder. As a matter of fact, if you look and open your Mishnah Berurah, just get a quickie head start on this. Maybe we can read through all the Rambams now, in a small amount of time we have. Just to see the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Ayin Zayin, which is about the Afikoman. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Liach Agmar Kol Asuda, Ochem Mimata Shmur, Taras Amapa, Kazayas Kalechat, Zeichel LePesach, Anechel Al Asovah. Zeichel LePesach, that's what it says over here. V'yochlenu v'haseba v'lo yavarech olav. So haseba is required. Who said so? Dalit. U'b'diyeved, Mishnah Berurah. Im ochal, v'shochal v'yochal v'lo haseba. Eino tzorech la'avzo v'lechol. Im kosh l'vachilo. Why not? Why not? Oh, he's giving a charity here. Pre-chodosh. Shesamach v'diyeved adas haramba. Ayin shah. Rambam is by omission. The Rambam never said anywhere that the Koman must have a seder. Because he didn't mention it, therefore presumably he didn't require it. As a matter of fact, the Prichodosh quotes a Yerushalmi here in Halacha Aleph says, also kazayis sha'odam yotei bo b'pesach sarach la'ochlo mesit. That's it. That one kazayis, I presume it's only one kazayis, that one kazayis that a person uses to discharge his obligation, it is that kezayis which requires haseba, implying that one kezayis and one kezayis only requires haseba, and nothing more than that. This is what the Prichodesh quotes from the Yerushalmi. Fine? So far, so good. Question then becomes, but what about Tosfos? Why did Tosfos say the Afikoman also requires haseba? So this requires a deeper analysis of the machlokas between Tosfos and Rambam as to the very nature of Haseba, and I think we'll spend a few minutes on that right now. You have the Amish, but Amole, please feel free to look in the back and see the Rambam, as we'll see it together, and Hilchos Chametz Umatza, Perek Zayin. Look together in the back, you all have it. Perek Zayin. Let's go slow. We have a discussion over here in Halacha Ches as to exactly what requires our Seder. The Emos HaTzrichin HaSeva, in Halacha Ches, V'shas Achilas Kazayis Matzah. No, it's not a Tikkun. U'v'shtiyas HaBakosos HaElu. U'sh'ar Achiloso U'shtiyoso. Im Hesiv. Hareza v'shubach v'im lav eino tzarech. I'm asking you a question, Rabbi Osei, before we go any further. How do you translate shar achilosa ushtiyosa? I want an honest answer. I'm with no prejudice over here.
Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch. I thought you understood it. Does everyone agree, Nathan, that means Shulchan Aruch? Shar achilosa, huh? Oh. Adam suggests, just to be contrary, maybe it means, we'll see soon. Maybe it means matzah and yayin. Matzah, we know, has a limit, a minimum of kazayis. But if you eat more matzah, we already pointed out in previous discussions of the Rambam. This, you can see on your page in front of you, on Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, the very end. B'leil chamisha sechov b'lvad chova, u'mishaochol kazayis yotzei lechova. So, implying that even if you eat beyond the kazayis, it's still a fulfillment of the chova in a larger measure. So one could interpret shar achiloso to have reference to what we came before. What achil we mentioned before? Achilas kazayis matzah. And what's shtiyoso presumably? Drinking things, maybe only wine perhaps, beyond the arba kosos halalu. It's not completely clear when you have potatoes or drink apple juice that you require haseba. I'm just, there are 2 points. Nathan's point is well taken and so is Adam's. I'm not deciding who's right. Yes.
It's also referring to, if Sha'achilas was referring to additional matzah that
right.
Eats, then Shtiyas would refer to the other wine or whatever.
Presumably wine. Okay, yeah. Right out of it, you would say, means wine. Right. It would be inconsistent to say, Achila means only matzah, and Shtiyas means apple juice. That would be an inconsistency.
Right. where's the key on the mitzvah and any other wine?
Good question. Good, excellent question. Is there a key? Huh? Simchas Yom Tov. Okay. Okay. Maybe. Maybe. And we shall see in that Kufches in the base, there is a link between Simchas Yom Tov and the Arba Kol, which includes the quote of certain Rishonim, perhaps not the quote of Rambam himself. This is the question. This is the question. So now, the Lashon of the Mishnah is fascinating. We all know the Mishnah. Afilu ani shevi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyaseh. What does it mean, lo yochal ad sheyaseh? Lo yochal what? Doesn't say. Lo yochal ad sheyaseh. This implies, to some extent, that achila requires a seba over and beyond, above and beyond, one little kazayit. It just says, lo yochal. The Mishnah says, lo yochal. Now the Gemara limits it to matzah, right? Matzah tzricha seba. And one can argue that after all, matzah is the ikar seuda. We all know that. Matzah is the ikar seuda because you, first of all, you wash, you have a kazayis matzah, which relieves you of a bracha for all the other parts of the seuda itself. And certainly with respect to the additional matzah, as opposed to the potatoes, there's what we said, a mitzvah kiyumas, according to the gro and the netziv, the gro all 7 days, and the netziv at least that night. So there is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah, which in and of itself may require, or at least make haseba laudable, praiseworthy, right? But what about the Korban Pesach? Do you require haseba for the Korban Pesach? That's what we had to discuss. Does Korban Pesach require haseba? The Rambam never mentions haseba by Korban Pesach. Never. Never says the Korban Pesach requires haseba. If it does not, that's the position which is taken by the Sefer Mishmeres, he says that the Korban Pesach is not part of the Suda. In other words, you could say for two reasons why it doesn't require. One, because it's not matzah. And two, even if the potatoes would require haseba, the Korban Pesach stands as an independent and freestanding entity, not considered to be a mere extension or amplification of the Suda, which began with the first kazayas. And he's medayik this in the Lashon of the Rambam. I have to see the Rambam. Maybe you can see it. Yeah, we'll see it now. If it's in a Mishpat Amoli in Perek Ches, where the Rambam has a whole discussion, let's take a look over here. Halacha Tes is the most critical of the halachas, and where it says, "V'chakach nimshach b'suda v'ochel kol ma shirotza lecho v'shosu kol ma shirotza l'shtos." Uva'acharona, after he ate his fill and drank his fill, ochel mibsar ha-pesach afilu kazayis ve'etoa makor of klap. The last one would be the Korban Pesach. It's implicit in this line in the Rambam. This is an afterthought, after the meal is over. It's not the last part of the meal, but rather it's after the meal is over. And therefore, at first glance, we can argue that if you will say that the Afikoman is a Zecher the Korban Pesach, is a Zecher to the Korban Pesach, and just as the Korban Pesach presumably would not require a Seba because it's not found anywhere in the Rambam, so too it's certainly arguable, as the Prichodesh said, that according to the Rambam, the Afikoman is a Zecher the Pesach and should not require a Seba either. Right? So we have a number of reasons to suggest it. Clearly, Rabosai, Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos says that Afikoman does require Haseba. Now, what does Tosfos think? Why does Tosfos say that? Does Tosfos agree that Afikoman is a Zecher the Korban Pesach? If that were the case, presumably it would not require Haseba, if Korban Pesach does not require Haseba. So here, again, the Sefer Mishmeres, he goes to a Tosnaf Kuf Chof Amal Aleph. Let's turn there now and see them, which is very, very important. Kuf Chof Amal Aleph. The Gemara about the quarter of the way down says as follows. Had Sufkinin Vadubshinin Vaiskritin Odom Amalek Reisel Mehen Ulvad sheyochal kazayis matzah boachrona. Okay? So you have these other kinds of sweets. At the end of the day, you have the kazayis matzah boachrona. Okay? So Tosfos says, "Lachronin b'rishona lo." Pirish b'rishona b'lachrona lo. Why? Going the last lay ela kazayis matza v'sulo. It's one kazayis matza to his name. The tov la'oklo alasova. V'lios tam matza b'piv. It's better to eat this kazayis at the end alasova, and to have a tam matza b'piv of the matza shmura, as opposed to having it at the very beginning. At the very beginning, so suggests Tosfos. Avovada I isle matzah lechol sudaso. Tov lo lechol betchila matzah betchila leteyavu. Ulevarech aleha. Hakach begmar sudaso yochal kazayas matzah. V'yieta matzah bepiv. V'ika matzah, v'ika mitzah rather, ala rishona shibol leteyavu. That's what I thought. The gamiel of itself, tamatzah bepiv, also kazayas achron, which is not really the main kazayas. The Tosfos starts off by saying the main kazayas is the first kazayas. Then he goes back. Vafilu im ikar mitzvah v'acharona. He suggests over here that the ikar mitzvah of kazayas matzah is fulfilled at the very end. Somewhat counterintuitive. It's fulfilled at the very end. Truth is, this is kufchaf of an alpha. I asked you to see this Tosfos. But there's also a Tosfos back earlier on the kuf tes vav of an alpha. Let me show what it says over there briefly. I'm not going to read the entire Tosfos. Briefly. The top line of the Gemara on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph refers to an individual who has no greens other than Mara. So what does it do for Karpas? He has Mara. When does he make the bracha? Maske for Rav Kista, the Acha Shemile Kreisel Hemenu of Mara, Chos of Mavara Chaleha. They make the bracha at the very end? No, that makes no sense. Rather, what do you do, says Rav Kista? What we call karpas. Now, which is the main mitzvah, Rabbi Osai? Is the mitzvah of mara fulfilled in karpas, or is it fulfilled in mara? What do you think?
Karpas.
What do you think? Everyone agrees to karpas? I would never agree to karpas. You know why? Because the Torah says, al matzah semror v'yochlu, in that order. If you're correct, he's fulfilling Mara before Matzah. I would have normally assumed it would be in the Mara. So Tosfos goes back and forth on this issue. And Tosfos says it must obviously be the Mara, as you suggest, because the Bracha is being made then. How do you make a Bracha on Karpas and then to fulfill the Mitzvah by Mara? That's Tosfos' question. So, Tosfos says, without reading the entire Tosfos, what do you do? The third narrow line. Umavorach l'avchizna v'tilu rishon al achilas mara. Af al gav de'ika mitzvah smara lo nafik ala v'tilu sheni achamatza. Al matzah zimrorin. Nonetheless, mo'eles ha'brocha shabirach v'tilu rishon v'tilu sheni. Me'acha sha'ochal nimenu ma'at v'tilu rishon. What do you find with the wild idea? Mili de'havi ha'birchas shofar. The mevorach ha'tkiyas the yeshiva. Unbelievable. Then we have three possible cases. Matzah, Moror, Shofar. Where the bracha is being made on the initial, I'm going to use the word now to give it away, Maisa Mitzvah, the action of Mitzvah, even though fundamentally the key of my Mitzvah, the fulfillment of the Mitzvah, is not until a later time. This is what my Rebbe used to teach all the time. That the brachas are made over a Maisa Mitzvah, not over a Kiyama Mitzvah. This is, of course, a radical extension thereof. You make a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah, you know the Kiyama Mitzvah will take place hours later. Yes, sir?
Sphira
Somer
might also be a riot.
Sphira Somer, how do you make a bracha on the first day of Sphira? What will happen if you never get to the second day or the 49th day? So my Rebbe answered that even if you'll tell me that all 49 mitzvahs are one Kiyam, you make a bracha on each and every Maisa Mitzvah. Brachas relate to Maisa Mitzvah, not to Kiyama Mitzvah. That's what he said, yes?
By Shofar, for sure, it seems like you'd be Yotze the first Shofar.
No, he says no. Because he's supposed to fulfill the Mitzvah D'oraisa in his preferred fashion. I'll say there are brachas. So therefore, the way Tosfos is learning, the initial 30 calls we make after the bracha, that's Kla'arbe v'sasata, if you want to put it. That's just a mix of the Sata. But you really fulfill the Mitzvah at the very end. Right, wild, right? I understand what Tosfos says. I happen to think that the average individual has every intention of fulfilling the mitzvah with the first 30 kolos. I think you're right. And the first kezayis matzah for that matter as well. The case that we're describing about only having mamora for karpas doesn't exist. There's plenty of other foods these days, other greens. So therefore, that case I can't speak to. But the other cases, I think that it's clear the average individual has in mind to fulfill it right away. And it spoke about the very beginning of the year. Remember we talk about the Kiddush story? You fulfill Kiddush. Lay bez and nasty. You have in mind whatever the Chazal wants you to have in mind. 2 days in Tosis. When should I fulfill the mitzvah? The first kiyus or the last kiyus? The first matzah or the last matzah? What's the answer? I don't know, rabbis. Whatever you decide goes. I have a mind to fulfill the mitzvah the way you want me to fulfill it. So it appears. So it appears. In any event, let's go now back to that kuf kof from an out. Moses is saying, "Filu im ikar matzah mitzvah b'achrona, ain't the tema imonu mevorachin ala rishona, mitzvah matzah l'achrona, terein levorach ala achrona v'shem shalacha shemile kreisahu." To go paraphrase the Gemara on kuf tezvav. After you filled your stomach with mor, you're making a bracha chilas mor. After you finish filling yourself with matzah, you're making a bracha chilas matzah. Avayochul levorach ala rishona, v'tipoter achrona she'ikar ha-mitzah, k'deprishasli el, going back to the Tos Kuf Tetzvav, which you just saw, the Rav Kista, etc. And the same is true going to Hillel. V'yakorech petz matzah u'pesach v'sof ha-suda, and he would make the bracha presumably at the very beginning. It works for later on. So it appears. Having said all this, the question that Tosu says over here on Adav, Kuf Chofam and Aleph, when they say you're required to have a seba for the Afikoman, Tosu be the Shitasa. At the Iker Kazayis at the end. And therefore you have to have a seba at the end for the Afikoman. That's Tosu's opinion. Tosu's Kuf Chof is the Shitasa on Daf Kuf Ches L'Shitasa on Daf Kuf Chof. And not only that, Tosu says in Masechta the Megillah, I asked you to see that one too, that you're supposed to make sure to have the Afikoman before Chatzos. Why? We saw enough kufchav of the machlokas. We spoke about it before already. When is witching hour? When is the last moment that a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Seder night? Is it what? Help me out, Rabbosai. Is it what? Is it nu chatzos or alos hashachar? Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. For this reason, Shulchan Aruch says right over here. Shulchan Aruch says in Tovayin Zayin Aleph. If you look at Tosa Megillah, that's my father, how do they explain it? Look what they say. Tosa says, Halacha of Lazar ben Azariah. Why? Stam Mishnah Arvei Pesachim. Anav Kuf Chaf from the Bay supports Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Why? Pesach Achach Chatzos, but time is Hayadai. The time is past. The time is past. Okay? Tosa says, "In kain tzarach lemaya lechol matzah lepsachim kana chatzos, afilu matzah shalafi komen. Why? Sharechiu matzah bezman hazeh havedo raisa. Halil en lahachmir kolkach shemid rabbanu. Question: Afi komen is also the rabbanon. He fulfilled his mitzvah when he had afilas kazayas matzah. The Lord, very beginning, what we call motzi matzah. See if this Tosa says it suggested that because afi komen is the raisa. Why? Because the first kazayis, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You had mitzvah, you had kavanah not to be yotzei. Yes, sir.
So then why would the first
kazayis
have a seva? Would that be because?
Good question. You want to have a ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah should be complete, including a seva. Even though the real kiyum is transpiring later on, as appears from the Tosis over here, in the Masechta Megillah, on that Chof Aleph of an Aleph. The Tosis of Pesach of that Kuf Chof has 2 days. And the Tosfos here in Pesach Adav Kuf Ches says you have to have it both times. As a matter of fact, the Sefer Mishmeres has a fascinating deal in our Tosfos. I got to give him credit. Look at his deal. What a funny formulation in our Tosfos. What does it say? Mashatzorech haseva b'matzah haynu k'shemuvorochen al achilas matzah u'bafikom. What kind of funny language is this? Why are you introducing the bracha over here? Why is the bracha relevant? No, Tosu l'shitosu. At the Ika Kiyama Mitzvah is when? By the Afikoman. The only reason you're eating matzah now is because of the bracha. But the bracha has to be on a Maisa Mitzvah. And for the Maisa Mitzvah to be a full Maisa Mitzvah, you need a Haseba as well. But the Ika Kiyam presumably takes place later on with the Afikoman. The question now becomes, what is Shidas HaRosh? So let's just begin. We have 2 more minutes to discuss Shidas HaRosh. 2 minutes. That's all we have. We're out of time. We'll first start in Simon Chaf and the Rosh. Okay? Simon Chaf and the Rosh. A little bit, yes, very briefly. Simon Chaf and the Rosh. He discusses what happens if a person did not perform Haseba. What happens then? Says the Rosh. Umatzaboy Haseba in the narrow lines. Because I is region, because I shall be common. The Mokabalo Haseba lo yotza. How do you know? Amr Shub and Levi. Hashem is Shalk Hazayas Matak Shum Mesiv Yotza. Mashman Mesiv in. Lo Mesiv lo. Vimul Ochabalo Haseba Yachzav Yochab Haseba. And so too the coast, which we'll discuss in the Blinetta tomorrow. This is the Rosh talks about both the Kazayas Matzah and the Kazayas of the Afikom. The problem is, both said the Rosh later on. So let's begin with the Rosh. You have another minute. The Rosh Simon Lamed Dalet. We have 1 minute, but a minute's a long time. You have to see tomorrow the Rosh and Simon Lamed Hey. Which is Lamed Dalet, briefly. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh begins by quoting the Rashba. Rashba. What the Rashba said? Pirish Rashba. Shetorach lechol matzah b'gemar asuda zecha lematzah ha-necheles im ha-pesach b'kricha. V'zui matzah b'tzua shenochle b'achrona l'shem chova. Make a brach at the beginning. Later on, Rav Chistak, that we just saw before in Tosis. U'lefizeh, in the third wide line, and there it. Shetzarech lechol ima moro b'haroses. Kevan shehi zecher matzah ha-necheles im ha-pesach b'kricha. Valeyan ayoror levorach al-achilas matzah. Right? Should have made it at the end. Famila kresi mena. Ketzarech last one is my amigdash she'ochlu b'chol b'yach ha-ne'ilil v'siyoso. Even according to Rabban mitzvah b'yach. That's the quote to the Rashba. But t'mihani, says the Rosh. Lama osin kricha b'tchila. Yasik b'kricha b'achrona. Have at the end. Zechel and Mikdash. Hilchuk Nerali. The Osa Matza Einel Shem Chova. El Ochl and Osa Zechel Le Pesach. Shenechel Al Asova Bachron. Well, the fish who Zechel Le Pesach. He shtitin Lord in a Pesach. Shlol Ochl Acharel. Vein Tzarech Ima Moror Becharosis. End quote. The simple read of the Rosh is that the Afikoma is Zechel Le Pesach. The question becomes, if number one, Afikoma is Zechel Le Pesach, and number two, the Korban Pesach does not require a Seva, which we assumed earlier, then why in heaven's name does the Afikoman require a Seva, as the Rosh said earlier? That's the problem. We have no time to discuss the answer to the problem tomorrow. I hope to give you a regular full shiur tomorrow. I apologize for today. Maybe tomorrow I'll tell you some things that happened today, which are mind-boggling. For the moment, we'll have to be quiet.